preaching and hoping. What's that feel like, and how do you make sure everybody stays motivated in December?
Yeah, you know, it's obviously not the what we'd want. We'd like to be, you know, knowing we're in the playoffs or certainly fighting for that kind of spot. But we're on the outside looking in, and we've got to we need some help and whatnot. But I think this is just when it comes to being a professional and having pride in what you do. As an individual and as an organization, and as Mike has told you guys, this is an opportunity to really find out a lot about the character of each and every player. The guys that are true professionals are going to come out and play hard, and hopefully that's each and every one in this locker room.
Mike, John, this really could be it—a loss and a San Diego win, and you're eliminated. Yeah. Have you guys discussed that at all?
Well, you know, we certainly are. Everyone's aware of. We knew going into last week if we wanted to keep, where we kind of controlled our own destiny, we needed to win that game. We know we're not in that situation. We need a little help. But we also know that we still do play San Diego, and we just take care of our business. More than not in this league, if you kind of, as bad as it seems, if you just take care of your business, if we go win four straight, I'd venture to say we've got a good shot of getting in, seeing that we still play San Diego. But it's got to start this week with Kansas City.
John, you know how it is in this league. When a unit struggles, a coordinator always seems to get a little heated. What do you think Jim Bates has done, and do you think his scheme is good for you?
Jim's a great football coach, and his resume speaks for itself over the years. And he's not happy with the way things have gone this year, and we aren't happy. But the man can coach football. You know, I've seen enough coaches to know if someone can. And we've adjusted some schematic things from what he's accustomed to. But he's done a great job of kind of going with the flow on that and doing a good job of getting us ready. You know, coaches got to do everything, give you a chance, and then you got to go get it done. And I think the culpability really lies with the players. And you know, we've got to get it done.